pleasant good day to each and every one of you. Thank you so much for being with us and taking your precious time to listen to these devotions. Thank you so much for partnering with us and sharing these devotions with the people that are in your contact, your friends, your family, your loved ones, your co-workers. Thank you. Thank you. You may not be able to give them $1,000, but you can share the word of God with your loved ones. And by listening to the word of God, we are told that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Your loved ones, as they listen to the word of God, faith would develop. And for those who do not know Jesus as Savior, if they obey the word of God, they will come to know Him before it is eternally too late. Thank you. This is Word from the Word. And today, I wanted to just share with you that when a man fails, when one makes a mistake, a gross mistake as a believer, we shouldn't just cut that person off, write them off for good. We should do our best to see if we can help that person and restore that person. If we can't do nothing else, we can wait for God to restore this person. In our last devotion, we noticed that Peter made a terrible mistake, or several mistakes that led to him denying the Lord Jesus Christ. And when he made that final step, the Bible said, he went away and he wept bitterly. When Peter was supposed to be close to the Lord, he was warming himself by the fire with those of the world. It happens. It happens. But don't be quick to write off someone who may have backslidden or who have made a mistake. The songwriter, Frederick Whitfield, he wrote the song, "Oh, How I Love the Savior's Name." In the second stanza, he writes, "It tells me of the Savior's love who died to set me free. It tells me of his precious blood, the sinner's perfect plea. Oh, how I love the Savior's name. Oh, how I love the Savior's name. Oh, how I love the Savior's name, the sweetest name on earth." I can agree with Frederick that the name of Jesus is the sweetest name on earth. I call your attention as we look at this little one entitled Back on Track in Full Power. We look at Peter now being converted, conformed, and commanded. When Jesus said to Peter, "When thou art converted, feed the flock, strengthen the brethren." We come to Acts chapter number 2, verse 14. I'm going to be just preaching scripture in this devotion. Most of it is just going to be scripture. I want you to listen. A matter of fact, it is a message that Peter preached that I just want to reiterate to you. In verse number 14 of Acts chapter 2, bear in mind that Peter now is back on track. All right? He's not only crying bitterly, he back and been converted, and now he's about to preach his false message after the resurrection. But Peter, standing up in the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto him, the first thing we notice that Peter stands up, the other of the disciples are there, he lifted up his voice and he said unto them, "Ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be it known unto you, and hearken to my words. But these are not drunken as ye suppose, seeing is but the third hour of the day." What was happening? The Holy Ghost came upon them, filled them with the Holy Spirit. Those that saw them said that they were behaving the way they were behaving because they were drunk. And Peter was saying to them, "You are making a mistake with that." He said, "But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it came to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams." Now watch this. Peter is preaching, but notice what he's using. He's using the Bible, and he's speaking from Joel. He said, "And on my servants and on my handmaiden I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy." Look at verse 19. "And I will show wonders in heaven above, signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke." When this will happen? In the last days. He said, this will happen. In verse number 20, he said, "The sun shall be turned into darkness, the moon into blood, and before that great and notable day of the Lord come." He continues in verse 22, he said, "Ye men of Israel, hear these words." Now he finished reading the scripture. He's going on now to preach. He said, "Hear these words, Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs." He said he was approved by God. God allowed him to work miracles, wonders, and signs, these things, he said, "which God did by him in the midst of you, as you yourselves also know." This is a fact. You know this. "Him," speaking of Jesus, "being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken, and by wicked hands have crucified and slain." In other words, Peter is confronting them of what transpired, how they crucified Christ. Verse 24, he said, "whom God had raised up, and have loosed the pain of death, because it was not possible that he should be holding of it. For David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover, also my flesh shall rest in hope. Because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine holy one to see corruption. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance." Now, he goes ahead. He stops speaking what he wanted to say, and he goes back to the Bible, and he read from the Psalms, and he explained from verse number 25 down to verse number 28 what the psalmist said. He comes back in verse number 29. He said, "Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he both dead and buried, and his sepulcher is with us until this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him, that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on the throne." He seen this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus had God raised up, whereof we are all witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he had shed forth this, which ye now see and hear. For David is not ascended into heavens, but he saith himself, "The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand until I make thy foes my footstools. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God had made that same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ." He is preaching. His preaching is piercing their hearts. They're listening, and he is confronting them with what they did. Now look at verse 37. "Now when they heard this," who? The listeners that he is addressing his message to. The Bible said, "they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Now notice what Peter preached. Peter preached the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Modern day preachers preach the word of God. It is the word of God that changes lives. So they asked Peter, after they were pricked in their heart, Holy Spirit speaking to them, they asked Peter, "What shall we do?" Peter used this opportunity to respond. Then Peter said unto them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." What did Peter say? He was bringing them to the point of salvation. And he said, if you are going to be saved, you need to repent. And after you repent, you need to follow the Lord and believe his baptism. He said, for the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Watch verse number 40. The Bible said, and with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. In verse 41, the Bible said, then they that gladly received his word, notice what they did first, they received the word and they were baptized. And the same day, there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and breaking of bread and in prayer. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. Now, as I look at this morning, there's much that I want to share with you. Peter's back on track, forgiven, back in fellowship with God, and he's preaching. Don't write off someone who have made a mistake too soon. My time is up. I'll be more than happy to come back and pick up right here next morning and share with you. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you that you are a forgiven God. And God, thank you that you are a God of a second, a third, a fourth, and a fifth chance. Thank you, dear God, when one is converted, one will be empowered by you, dear God. And the man that you call, you never change your mind. Use your people, even for those who have strayed. Bring them back. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you. Share this message. Please help me. Share this message so that others would hear. Those who have walked away from the Lord, come on back home. God has a job for you to do. You can be forgiven and restored. We love you. God bless you. Do have a great day. I'll be back next morning. Please share.